They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul had great affection for these Christians in what we'd now call Northern Greece. He had spent time with them and he knew them well. He therefore knew that they weren't perfect. And in this letter, he's going to spell out some very specific concerns that he has about the way in which they were living. However, what I love about these opening verses is that he comes up with such a beautiful list of the ways in which his life had been blessed by them. It's so easy to focus on the problems of life, isn't it? We can probably all identify people who wind us up, people who are a pain to us. We can think of their annoying habits and the way in which they make our life so much harder than it needs to be. I suspect that Paul could have come up with such a list about the people in Thessalonica, but he chose to identify the blessings. They were faithful and loving in their actions and had a firm hope for the future because of their faith in Jesus. It's important for us to reflect on the people around us and to identify their good qualities. Let's thank God for the privilege of knowing them and praise God for the ways in which their lives enhance our life. They're not perfect, but then neither are we. But however imperfect they may be, their lives bring God's blessings to us. The key to what Paul says in these verses is that he prayed for them constantly. That shows the level of commitment that he had for them. One of the most transforming moments of me as a teenager was when a youth leader told me that he and his wife regularly prayed for me. I was amazed. What it revealed to me was their heart and their commitment to me. So let's keep praying for those around us and give thanks. So let me ask you a question. In what ways has God blessed you through the people you know? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, keep me constant in prayer for the people in my life and help me to give thanks for them. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Do hope you have a really great day today.
BMS World Mission, sharing faith in Christ and his abundant life. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.